Gerard, an incredible game. I mean, 11 points down, and not very long to go in that game. Okay, Gavin got a couple of men dismissed, one red card, a second yellow, and a black card. But incredible courage from your players to come back into that game and win that game.
Yeah, look, that game was lost 10 times. Calvin were absolutely brilliant. We knew they were going to be brilliant. And look, in our jubilation, I do feel for them because they had it in their grasp. They were winning the whole game, and then we just nipped them at the end. But look, you just talk about the heart and the grit and the determination of our boys, and I'm just so proud of them.
You were overrun at times, and it'd be easy for players to drop the heads and sort of give up on the thing at a certain stage. But you know, these boys didn't. They kept fighting.
They didn't, and you know, again, I keep coming back that day in the rock, that bit of maybe learning of losing that final. We said to the boys, if a game is the melting pot of Gaelic, what's our character? What's our battle? You know, can we battle and can we fight? And look, man, I'm not going to say to you, it's 16 minutes, and I thought I'd have Calvin where we want them now. Calvin were flying. They were brilliant. They got a fortuitous goal, I suppose. I think, I don't know what was in it, but. Look, we plugged away. We just kept telling us, don't panic. Keep going for your ones, and the goals and the twos will come. And as I said, I think Calvin maybe panicked a wee bit, as you do when you're that far ahead, and they started rash tackles. You know, I don't think there's any complaints with the double yellow or the black. It was a trip in there as well. But look, the numerical advantage definitely helped us. They had to keep their three in this side, so we were attacking with two extra men. And just when we got the goal, you just sensed, look, we can get level. And we missed a couple of chances too that I thought, oh, Jesus, it's not going to be our day. But no, we just kept piling on the pressure. And just, lads, you know, that final whistle was great. But look, as I said, the boys, we're only in a final now, that's it. There's absolutely nothing won here. But it's just great to be in the Ulster final and to be in the A competition of the All-Ireland.
Well, in a sense, this is more important than the Ulster final because this gets you through to the All-Ireland series. Win or lose the Ulster final, you're in the All-Ireland quarter-final.
In the last eight of the All-Ireland as well, that's the prize as well. So, look, again, Calvin absolutely gave everything there, and Ed O'Hanlon and Eggy Gallagher, the management team boys, were first class, and hard one for them to take. They'll give that the BL Ireland a great rattle, but you know, I'm not sad to see the back of Calvin either, because they're a really good side, and I wish them all the best for their year too.
There was a lot of typical Tyrone grit in this comeback as well. Of course, it's not just about what happened on the day. I mean, it's tradition as well, you know, and we've seen it so many times. We've seen it in the All-Ireland final last year with your boys as well, when they were in a difficult situation.
Yeah, look, we just asked them today with their boots on, and even 15 minutes in, we hadn't really went for it, and then they just went for it, and I'm so proud of them all. It's getting back at it, but I'm just so glad to be preparing for it.